With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump hosted Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky at the White House Friday, part of a renewed push to end Russia's more than three-year war in Ukraine.
The president had shown openness to selling Ukraine long-range Tomahawk cruise missiles, but with Zelensky in the room, he was reluctant.
Would much rather have them not need Tomahawks. Would much rather have the war be over.
Vladimir Putin says the addition of Tomahawks would further strain the U.S.-Russian relationship. Zelensky says Russia is weak.
They have a lot of losses in economy and people, and I think this is very important.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Striking Boeing workers are now ready to talk.
Shares of Boeing rose 1% as the union representing more than 3,200 striking Boeing workers has agreed to resume contract discussions with the U.S. plane maker starting Monday. The strike is now 3 months old. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers represents members who assemble fighter jets and munitions at Boeing's facilities in St. Louis. The announcement comes a day after the union filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board against Boeing. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Wall Street is concerned about the health of the nation's regional banks after a few of them wrote off bad loans to commercial customers in the last 2 weeks. Zions Bank, Western Alliance Bank, and Jefferies disclosed bad investments, causing their stocks to fall sharply this week. The banks dipped into overnight facilities for cash, something not seen since the pandemic. Five remaining universities have been weighing an offer from the president to sign a compact for higher education. None have signed on as the deadline approaches, and on Friday, the University of Virginia declined the offer. The White House has focused several rejections. After inviting nine universities to become initial signers of the compact, the document requesting that they adopt commitments aligned with the president's political priorities. This is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on the scriptures.
About 25% of adults say the Bible is just another book of instruction, and nearly 20% think it was written to control and manipulate people. Those are some of the conclusions of a new poll from the American Bible Society, which also reveals that 36% of respondents believe that the scriptures are totally accurate versus 39% who say no. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, "A half century ago, Americans generally trusted the Bible. Attitudes are more complex these days." Michael Harrington reporting.
Costa Rica's President Rodrigo Chavez has further restricted access to abortion, limiting it to situations when the mother's life is in danger. The country's previous regulations also allowed abortions if a pregnancy posed a threat to the mother's health. No legislative approval was required for the action. Chavez makes good on a promise he had given religious conservatives. This is SRN News. Meta is giving parents more of a say in their kids' interactions with AI chatbots.
Meta is adding parental controls to kids' interactions with artificial intelligence chatbots, including the ability to turn off one-on-one chats with AI characters altogether. However, parents will not be able to turn off Meta's AI assistant. Meta says the AI assistant will remain available to offer helpful information and educational opportunities with default age-appropriate protections in place. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump has commuted the sentence of former Congressman George Santos, who is serving more than 7 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to fraud and identity theft charges. Santos was sentenced in April after admitting to deceiving donors and stealing the identities of 11 people, including his own family members, to make donations to his campaign. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.